be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." Jesus said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when Jesus saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then Jesus questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It's often thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." And the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" Jesus said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, 2 days before Ash Wednesday, we have this dramatic pre-Lenten scene. Jesus is being transfigured on the mountain with Peter, James, and John. At the bottom of the mountain is, for example, Raphael, whose 500th anniversary we're celebrating this year, and his famous painting of the Transfiguration shows in the vast majority of the scene this battle happening, where this dad had brought his possessed boy, and the apostles, the nine of them who were there, couldn't drive him out. And so, when they see Jesus, they're amazed. Jesus enters into a dialogue with the Father. "If you can do anything," the Father asks. And Jesus, who would come into our world to show us how to live by faith, to increase our trust in God, replied, "All things are possible for one who believes." Jesus had previously exclaimed, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I endure you?" He was exasperated by the lack of faith, not just in the boy's father. He had some, but not enough. But also in his apostles and the disciples who had some, but not enough. Later in the miracle, after it was done, when the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He said, "This kind can come out only through prayer." Some of the ancient manuscripts say prayer and fasting. But what he means here is persevering prayer. The reason why you couldn't drive it out, the reason why the miracle couldn't happen, was because you weren't close enough to God. You need constantly to be drawing closer. The whole Lenten season is a time of persevering prayer and persevering in fasting, precisely to help us grow in faith. Prayer is faith in action, as Pope Benedict used to say, to grow in faith so that these types of expulsions will happen routinely, especially from within us. And so the boy is brought close to Jesus, and Jesus commands the deaf and mute spirit to come out of him and never return. The boy was thrown into convulsions and he fell over looking as if he were dead. And then Jesus went up, grabbed his hand, raised him, and the boy stood up. It's a little bit of a sign of what Jesus wishes to do with everyone. He wishes to expel whatever is unworthy. He wishes to raise us up. And he does so by the power of his falling to the ground like a grain of wheat, and rising, bearing fruit on the third day. Seeks to incorporate us into his whole saving work so that we'll be able to stand before the Son of Man when he comes. So many lessons here. First lesson is about the need for persevering faith in action and prayer and fasting as we prepare for Lent. Second main lesson, it's about how sometimes we can be let down by the church. We can go to the church just like this father went to the 9 apostles, and they didn't have enough faith to do what God would have wanted to have occurred. But he didn't stop. He didn't lose his faith in Jesus. He went on. We have a huge lesson to learn there. But we also have one to learn about the sacrament of confession. Today's first reading from the letter of St. James. St. James is describing two types of wisdom. The wisdom from above that's pure, peaceable, gentle, compliant, merciful, full of good fruit, constant, and sincere. But then an earthly wisdom that's marked by bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, boasting, and falsity. And St. James says, wisdom of this kind doesn't come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. The evil one is constantly slithering, precisely to bring about bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, boasting, and living lies. He's constantly penetrating into every situation where God wants union, where God wants an ambition for his kingdom to pass on the truth of the faith, to become the servant of all. Constantly working rather than boasting in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, to boasting about ourselves rather than living and passing on the gift of the truth, to live and pass on a lie. But the same Jesus who at the bottom of the Mount of Transfiguration exorcised that boy wants to do the same in us and through us in others. And he does so when he takes us apart from the crowd. He says truly performative language, "I absolve you of your sins," just like happened as he described in the parable of the prodigal son, where the son was lifted by the merciful love of the father. So Jesus seeks to raise us from death to life. And that's why Lent is such a serious season of conversion, in which we, the whole church, pray and fast for ourselves and for everybody else, that we might come to experience the fruit of that conversion. Because Jesus can heal and desires to. All we need is persevering faith. Today the church celebrates, or today we celebrate here, thanks to Sister Juliana, the Mass of the Holy Angel. Because not only are there bad spirits, we're constantly seeking to bring about jealousy and selfish ambition, boasting and falsity. But good ones, we're constantly praying before the throne of God the Father, precisely for the type of faith that works astonishing miracles. We count on their prayers, and we ask their intercession, that as we prepare to receive the Son of God made man on our altars and within us, we might have their wonder for this incredible gift we're receiving, who from the inside takes us more than by the hand in order to raise us up and through us raise the world.